KB2HXS Mobile.
So, KB2HXS, KN4, VWA.
I feel like a duck today.
What? Well, what was that old McDonald's commercial with the little kids and the rain slickers and all in a row in the rain, and they're walking into McDonald's, they're all going whack, whack, waddle, waddle, whack, whack, waddle, waddle.
I don't remember that one. what are you doing?
I'm going to go ahead and use that four-letter word. I am out performing work today. I'm out being a dirty, rotten capitalist. So, anyhow, but I'm making money.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I had to put off my trip to Easley this morning. Because of the storm. I started that way, and then it got real bad, and I just turned around, and I called the customer. I said, nope, see you tomorrow.
Hey, there's only so much slogging through water that you're willing to do. Besides, that increases your chance of electrocution by, what, fourfold?
Something like that. Well, I'm going to take care of a customer now in the rain break, and he's right down on Pelham. So he's got three systems literally right around the back of the house on concrete, so I'm pretty good there. I won't be in the mud.
I just hope you don't have to go up underneath the house where it's all wet and work on the air handlers.
No, this gentleman has, he's got a basement, got a full basement. So he's got, I think, one in the basement, one in the main floor, one in the attic.
Well, there you go, Bo. That sounds like a winner. That'll be a little easier day today. Well, I'm coming across the bottom of Simpsonville, and I'm right here at Fairview Road, and it looks like it's about to start misting up. Matter of fact, it's heavy, heavy drizzle, and it looks like it's about to start raining again down in here, so it looks like it's headed up that way, so you better get over there and get her done, son. Oh, guess who's coming to Spartanburg?
Who's that?
None.
Wow, Larry the Cable Guy? He's back doing a comedy tour? I thought he retired.
Well, you know, once you do it as long as he did, you know, you kind of get addicted to it. Kind of like what was the guy that did the Seinfeld? Yeah. No, he still goes out and does shows from time to time. Yeah, you get addicted to that applause, you know, you just gotta have it, I guess.
Oh yeah. And some of these guys are pretty smart. You know. They know, you know, they invest their money properly, so they don't have to go out there and burn themselves out, and you know, people get tired of hearing them. They go away for a little while. Oh yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, oh yeah.
Seinfeld is worth it?
Oh, I can't imagine.
He's worth just north of a billion.
Really? Holy cow. And all it was is doing a show about nothing.
I love it.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm gonna run down here and take care of this. I gotta try and do everything I can this week before I leave.
You know that girl who used to play in the movies? Her name is Jamie Gertz. I'm getting a phone call. It's the boss lady. I better answer.
Yeah, you better answer her. All right, I'll be here for a few more minutes. KB2HXS.
No, anyhow, that girl, Jamie Gertz, do you know what she's worth? She is the richest actress in Hollywood.
Now, I'm not too familiar with her, but I have to look it up.
$8 billion. That's $8 billion with a B.
Okay, I didn't know that. I don't even know who the heck she is.
Well, she was in that original movie, Twister, and then she was in another one with Kevin Bacon about the courier, you know, Silver something or other. And, then she was in a TV series. It's pretty good. It lasted about 8 years, so. Anyhow, The way she made her money, I read about it, the way she made her money was everything that she brought in to her husband, who had just graduated Harvard Business School, and he's one of these, investor types. And he took all of her money, a few hundred million, and turned it into $8 billion. They own part of the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, man, I wish I could meet somebody like that.
I just wish they'd adopt me.
Like that?
Yeah, what I said, I wish they'd adopt me.
I heard you. Well, see, my thing is that I've got my investment guys down in Florida, and I don't know.
We're all fixing to take a short-term hit.
Oh, I know that. No, I've already taken a hit. I lost 25 grand in the last couple of days.
It's going to be a short-term thing, and I got a feeling it's going to come back like a yo-yo, baby. It's going to come back strong.
I hope so. I mean, I'm not destitute or anything like that. It's just I hate losing $25,000. I could buy a car.
Yes, sir, I know what you mean. Well, let me get off here and call the boss back. And you be careful out there. Don't be waiting or doing a backstroke to do a job, Bubba. Be safe. I'll talk to you later. 73 KS4 VWA, I'm clear.
All right, Steve-O, catch you later. KB2A checks us.